Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the preacher.
And the pastor.
I am Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Doris A. Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today we're talking about walking.
By faith.
Yes, walking by faith.
Walking by faith.
Yes, we're talking about that today and just having faith and trusting and believing it all comes together in one. When we're talking about walking by faith,
yes,
what are you having faith in?
Yes, yes. That is something that we all you want to have. Everybody want to have faith. But what do you have faith in? So what is faith to you? How do you walk by faith?
Amen. If you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we're talking about walking by faith. And today we have our special guest on the show today. Her name is Dorothy Mae Vinius. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You all. So we're excited about having her as a guest on the show today, and I'm sure there's some things that she's been through that she had to really lean on her faith, leaning not to her own understanding, but actually walking by faith and not by sight and just going. And sometimes we're in those situations where we have to just walk by faith, step out on faith and go and trust God in the process and know that it will show up, that we are hoping for will show up and believing and having faith that though we don't see it right now, but it will show up, it will come to pass. So this show is set up to help us understand how faith works and how it is important. How is it is impossible to please God without faith. Faith is believing and receiving what Jesus has already done for us on the cross, the finished work. So the Bible says in John 8:24, unless you believe that I am who I claim to be, you will die in your sin. So the Bible details descriptions on how faith works and how we need faith to receive from God. So this show is going to be able to help you understand what it is to have faith, what are you having faith in, and what are you trusting God to do, and do you have the faith that you need so God can move in your life, because faith is necessary. Is that right, Pastor?
That is right. Faith is more than necessary, but you're exactly right. You know, it is necessary. It is definitely necessary. I want to ask you the question here, preacher, here. Okay, when you say walking by faith, okay, first I was thinking about, okay, I'm walking, you know, I have faith, you know, I'm walking, you know, walking by faith. You know, we hear that, you know, walk by faith. And we even heard it, you know, walking by faith and not by sight, you know. So what does that mean? What does that mean, walking by faith? Are you talking about literally walking by faith? Or are we talking about in a spiritual aspect of it, you know, just so the listeners can understand what this means to actually walk by faith?
Walking by faith is having complete trust and confidence in something or someone, whether it be in the spiritual realm or the natural realm. It just depends on what you have faith in. If you have faith in anything, you begin to trust and believe in that you have faith in. The Bible says, have faith the size of a mustard seed, and that's in anything that we have faith in, whether it's in God, whether it's in man, whether it's in medicine, whatever it is that you have faith in, meaning that you have confidence in that particular thing or someone and complete trust. Trust in it, and also strong belief in God or in the doctrines of religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. That is another meaning of faith. So it's both spiritual and natural.
Okay, for both. So we talk about, you know, let's just go to the spiritual aspect of it when we're talking about walking by faith. Now we all, you know, have things that we are dealing with today and things that we have been dealing with, you know, for some time now. And we always say, you know, I have faith that God is going to do it. I have faith that God is going to change the situation. I have faith, you know, in that. This is not going to be always, you know, like this. But what I think what happens is, you know, after a certain amount of time when you are dealing with that situation, you know, you can like I like to say, lose gas, you know, or you became tired, or you became restless, you know, I just can't deal with this anymore. You know, I've been trusting, you know, that this thing was going to change, but it has not changed yet. So we tend to, okay, I need to figure this thing out on my own. And that's exactly what we say in our mind, we say it in our heart, you know, I need to figure this thing out on my own. And we would start thinking of certain ways or different things that we can do or different things that we can say. You know, so now what we're doing is we're not walking by faith. We're walking by what we can do, how we think it's supposed to go. And I think that's where we slip up. I think it's where frustration comes in, that's where when you lose your peace. I know that's one thing that you and I are both talking about, you know, keeping our peace. You know, we lose our peace because we decided that I'm going to do it my way. Not really, you know, trusting, you know, that God has already taken care of this thing for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And just to add to that, but when you said running out, you've been waiting for this thing to show up and it has not shown up, this is when your faith kicks in. It should keep in. It's when the Bible says, faith without works is dead. So this is when you let your faith work for you. Now, then you work in the faith. When it gets to the point where you ran out and you're tired, this is when you should kick in and make faith work for you. So we look at the spiritual definition of that. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things I've seen. And then, you know, my thing is standing on that thing and trusting God to do it whenever he does it. And a lot of times we're looking for God to do it one way, and he's already done it, you know, the way that he's seen fit for us to receive, to be blessed in it. So that's in Hebrews 11:1. And faith is the connecting power into the spiritual realm, which links us with God and makes him become a tangible reality to the sense of perception of a person. So once we have that perception of a person, or the God as a person, and faith, putting on faith and operating in faith. So when you get to the point when you feel, when you get to that point where you feel like I'm running out of gas, I can't hold on any longer, I'm losing my faith, that's when you really let your faith work for you. You have to stand on that word. You got to eat the word of God. You know, you got to feed yourself day in and day out. Talk to yourself. Speak it. I believe. I know God is going to do it. I've been in that situation where I let my faith work for me. I operate in true faith. I went out. I went the extra mile because I believe I had the faith that God was going to do it, that God was going to bring me through. Even though at times I was like, I'm going to give up. It's at the end. But I just kept believing and trusting, and I let faith work for me. I let that faith work. I worked that faith. I worked that faith until I got to that point. I worked that faith until I got to the finish. I worked that faith, and you got to learn how to work your faith. Amen?
Amen. 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 So look, now, so now you got me. Now you got me thinking right now, preacher. You know, and I'm not the only one that ever thought this, because you know I've been there. I've been there. You know, in that place in life where I did not know what to believe. I did not know who to believe. You know, I was very confused. You know, I didn't trust anyone. I couldn't believe anyone. I just did not know. So saying walking by faith, I believe that it's beneficial, so we can know that with faith, we say that word faith, but we don't know what faith, you know, when you break it down, what it really means, what we're really talking about. And you said a few things. You said faith is that confidence in knowing what you know. You said faith is trusting, as faith is believing, and we already said knowing. So can we say walking by confidence, walking by trusting, walking by believing, walking by knowing? Because if you break it down and you say it like that, then you can identify what's going on in your life right now that you do not have confidence in. It's something that you want to show, something that you want to show up in your life. It's something that you want to happen, but I just don't have confidence, you know, that it's going to. I just don't believe, you know, that it's going to, all according to what's going on right now. Sometimes you have to look at your situation and have to realize that God ain't through yet. God ain't through. He's not through, because, you know, where I was at last year, or where I was at 2 years ago or 5 years ago, I'm not in that place right now. So once you realize that, you know, I didn't know how I was going to come out of that situation. But it was God that brought me through. He was always there, you know, to bring me through. So I definitely believe that that he has brought me through. That was not by my own will. That was not by my own action. You know, it was God, you know, that did it, because, you know, I was seeking him. You know, I was asking him, you know, to bring me through this situation that I'm in, and he definitely did it. He definitely did it. But when it comes to that point, it's like being in total darkness. And then you ask, you know, ask God, you know, to lead you in that place, or to guide you. You're in total darkness. Then you find that place where you see a little bit of light. Oh, where you see a little bit of light. So now you're walking in that direction, because that's what God wants you to do anyway. He wants you to get off your own path and get out your own way, and then, you know, get on that path where you can actually see, where you can see him. And the way you see him is you got to trust him. And the way you trust him, you have to read the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. A lot of people, they have trust in themselves, and they have trust in doctors. They have faith in doctors. They believe in doctors.
Yes.
They believe in themselves. But when they come down to God, Jesus, and the work that Jesus has done on the cross, which is the finished work, they have a hard time believing and receiving and trusting and having confidence when it says, okay, you are healed. The word has come forth that you are healed. And to believe that, you know, once you believe, then you can see. But that's having faith in what you believe in. You know, people say that they believe, but they don't have faith in what they believe in. They say they believe in God, but they don't have faith that God is going to work it out, that God is going to bring them through. Now, faith makes it possible for us to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Faith makes it possible for us to share in the life of the Holy Spirit. Faith is a gift from God, but our response must be freely given as well. Now, faith is responsible. Faith is certain. Faith seeks understanding. Faith does not conflict with science. Faith is what it is. Faith is believing and having that confidence and knowing and understanding, you know, what God is doing. And I stand on, when I say I believe and I have faith, and like even in you, I tell you, you know, I believe in you. I have faith in you. I believe that you can do it, because I am confident in the man that you are and what God has called you to be, because of the way that you operate and how you move and what you've done and what you've shown me. And so that's the same thing with the work of God, work that Jesus did on the cross, the finished work on the cross, having faith with what Jesus has done for us. And that's how we receive grace, is having faith in the one who did it. Amen.
Amen. You know what, the one thing that we have not said tonight, and if you would look at you know, the actions of the whole world, it don't matter what race or what color you are, or where you're at in the world, the one thing that we have not said, which I believe is the number one thing that we trust in, which is money. Money. So let's just go ahead on and just hit that thing right there where it is. Right there where it is. If you feel like that you have enough money, you can buy whatever it is that you need. Or you can take care of whatever it is that you need. And I believe that's what was going on there with the rich young ruler. Remember the story about the rich young ruler?
Yeah.
How he had asked Jesus, you know, how. But we know the story about the rich young ruler. Okay, well, think about this. He trusted in his money so much. Now, think about us. Think about us. That's what we put our trust in. Faithfully, we would go to sleep every single night, and we would set that alarm clock to make sure it wakes us up so we would be on time to get to work to go make that money. We got to make that money because there's a certain type of lifestyle that we want to live. There's a certain type of way, a certain type of image that we want to uphold. It's a certain type of things, you know, that we want to have. We want to have, like we say, the nicer things or the finer things in life. And that's where you put your trust in. Let me tell you how much that is so. Now, we know that we are supposed to, you know, to tithe. We know we're supposed to, you know, to sow into the kingdom. We know we're supposed to do that. But can you imagine, you know, being at that time when you finally do have the opportunity to go worship in your place of worship, when it's time to, what we call it, the collection plate come out of there. Oh, man. So you know you done been to work, you know, all week, and you know you have enough money, but you want to make sure you're going to put just the least amount as possible into that collection plate because you don't trust if you would put that 10% that you had made at work. You know, if you put it in there, I might not be able to go buy this shirt that I was looking at. I might got to go get that TV, or I got just enough so I can be able to pay the rent or pay the bill. So what are you really trusting in? Most people, even myself included, most of the time, you always look at, oh, man, I got to go over here so I can make this money because that's where trust is at. And the Bible said that money is the least in the kingdom of heaven. But that's what we trust in, is in money. Amen.
Yeah, people have faith in their money. You already hear the saying, put your money where your mouth is. And, you know, money can buy everything. Hey. People say, I'm dying to try to get money. I'm going to die trying to get the money. You know, they work hard for that money because they have faith in money and what money can do. And so that leads to a lot of disappointment as well, you know, for a lot of people when they realize at a point where that money is not working, you know, where you can't buy time, you can't buy to be healed. I remember there was a story about a man who had had all these businesses and all this money, and his son was dying, and he told the doctors, he said, well, you know, whatever it's going to take, I have the money, I will give you all I have, you know, please save my son's life. And he said, told the man, with all your money, if I take your money, I will just be taking your money. Right now, it's in God's hand. Your money can't buy. There's nothing that your money can buy that we can do. Right now, it's in God's hand. So at this point, my suggestion is for you to go to God, because right now it's out of our control. It is out of man's hand. So even with money, when money disappoints you, when it gets to the point where even your money not working, now your faith has to kick in. Now you got to let that faith work for you so that you can receive only what God can give. See, the thing is this, God comes in. God's allowed man can do what's possibly that can be done, and then God comes in and does the impossible. You know, when a doctor tell you that's all we can do, we've done all we can, and they tell you at this point you need to pray, it's in God's hand, and you realize at all this time money has been working for you. You've been having faith in money, you've been having faith in men, and you've been having faith in yourself and trust in yourself. But it comes to a point where now you got to trust God. Now you got to, you know, ask God to increase your faith, because we can't increase our faith. God has to help us increase our faith. We have to ask God to help us with our unbelief, because though we are believing and we are trusting, but it's that little bit of doubt that we have that God is going to do it, because when it gets to where the water is coming up over your head and like you're about to drown, can you still trust God to snatch you out? Can you still trust God when they throw you in the fiery pit? Furnace? Can you still trust God, you know, while you're in there? Can you trust him to come and protect you in the fire? Can you trust him when they throw you in the lion's den that the lion won't eat you? Can you trust him then? Can you stand in your faith? Can you make your faith work? Are you working your faith? I'm going to go to the scripture in the Bible here in Mark where you see faith working in the Bible. We go to Mark chapter 5, Amen. Verse 25, it says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. Now, she had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather she grew worse. Verse 27 said, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Now, here you see faith working, because she didn't say, if I can get him to touch me, if I can get him to speak to me, if I can get him to see me. She said, if I can just touch his garment, I will be made well, because she has faith. If I can only reach out and touch him, then I'm going to be healed. No doubt, I hope I'll be healed. I believe I will be. No, if I can just touch his garment, I will be made well. Verse 29 said, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Verse 30 says, and Jesus, immediately knowing himself that the power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. This is the example of faith working. She
amen. You know, that is a great example. That's a great example. Because, you know, at this time, you know, Jesus was in the midst of a lot of people. He was in the midst of a lot of people, you know, for him to say, you know, who touched me? You know, she believed. Now, we're talking about, you know, walking by faith. You know, before she touched him, she believed, if she touched him, that she would be healed. So before she touched him, you know, she believed first. She had faith that before I touch him, I just believe that when I touch him, you know, that I will be healed. And that was the start. See, that's what we have to do that same thing. We have to do that same thing, you know, to believe whatever it is that you are praying about. Because when you believe what you're praying about, you know, the Bible says that anything that you do without faith is counted as sin. So we're talking about believing. You know, when you believe before you pray about what you're praying, you already expect for it to show up. That is a great example. That's a great example. You're expecting for a change in your life. Because sometimes, you know, we'll be hoping for something or we'll be wishing or praying about something, but don't even believe that it's going to happen. So it's almost like you just, where is your faith at? You know, you're praying to God, you know that he's a God, you know what I'm saying? You know that he's a healer and a deliverer and prospering you in each and every area of your life. But you're praying and don't even believe that he's going to do it for you. Where is your faith? Walk by faith. Amen.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. And we're going to bring in our guest at this time. We're just so excited about having her on the show today. Before we bring her in, I just want to say this, because when you're talking about prayer and speaking that before you pray, believing that, you know, because she spoke it and said, I believe I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. You know, speaking that thing, I just remember some years ago I had applied for something, and over the years, and I kept being denied. And, I had accepted that they are not going to approve me for this. But then I started believing. Then I started having faith. God started showing me, he started increasing my faith. He started showing me, I'm going to do this for you. And I started expecting God to do it. I started allowing my faith to work for me, and I started expecting, I started looking for it to happen. And then guess what? That I was waiting for, that I had got denied from year after year because I didn't have the faith and believe that they would do it for me. But the moment I began to speak that thing, and no matter how it looked like, and I said, I believe God is going to do it. I don't care what the devil tried to, I'm going to receive it. It is mine. And I just kept looking for it to the point where my children start asking me, Mama, are you expecting something? So the people around me start feeling the effects of my faith because they start asking me, are you expecting something? I said, yes, I am. I'm expecting God to do something. And we're going to keep looking for it to arrive. So when it finally arrived, and see, they didn't notice things change. Once it got there, they said, did you get what you was expecting? Did what you expect come? I said, yes, it did, because I was in a mindset of receiving. My faith was working day in and day out. And I'm telling you, when you trust God to do it, and you have confidence in God to do it, and you believe God to do it, I'm telling you, you'll get to the point where you're so strong enough, you believe that you can move that mountain in your life, that you that see that's in front, that you can't go over, you can't go around, you got to go through that thing, and you start believing you can go through that thing and walk on dry land. When you have the faith that God can do it, we're not talking about the faith of man and the faith in ourselves, because you got to understand it's only so much that we can do humanly, that's humanly impossible, that at some point you having a faith in yourself to do it, you realize, hey, I need some help with this. Then you got to have faith in the God Almighty, the great I am. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank Hallelujah. You. How do you call somebody behind? I'm getting excited over here. I'm getting a little excited over here. Because I know where God has brought me from, and I know what it took. It took faith to believe that God was going to do it for me, that I was worthy enough to receive it, because God called me worthy. He counted me worthy. See, a lot of times people don't, they can't have the faith because they don't even believe that they deserve what God can do for them. They've counted themselves out when God is trying to count you in. But all you have to do is have faith and believe and have confidence in what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. It's already done. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to let you introduce our guest, love, to the show at this time.
Okay, I would definitely love to. You know, I want to introduce, you know, a beautiful spirited woman, someone that I've been knowing for some time now, since elementary school, Dorothy Venus. She was my classmate. We were on the track team. You know, we were very good friends growing up, a very humble young lady then, and I'm quite sure, you know, that she is still that same spirit of person now. So introduce to y'all my classmate, Dorothy Venus.
Welcome to the show, Dorothy.
Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, we're doing great. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right.
All right. So, Dorothy, tell us a little bit about tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us a little bit about what are you doing right now in the community or in anywhere. Just tell us a little bit of something. Let people know who you are.
I'm an eighth grade school teacher. I teach social studies. I'm also a therapist. I help women, children, you know, that's going through crisis. Basically, that's what I do.
Okay.
And, I just like to help.
Okay. When you say that you help women and children that are going through crisis, can you tell us a little bit more about that? That sounds very challenging.
It is. It's mainly relationship, depression, anxiety, things like that. So I'm basically a counselor. But the thing that I find so unique about it, I think back over the years, everything that God took me through, I feel like he took me through all of that because he knew the plan that he had for me. So everything that I've gone through is nothing new when it comes down to helping the people that I deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Are you able to reach them, you know, on a more experienced type of level? Because you say, you know, people are in crisis. Because I remember, you know, there was a certain point in time in my life, and not just me, but many people, where we go through these crises that are in our life, you know, to be able to come to someone, to be able to open up and tell them something about it.
Yeah, I could say that with the kids. I mean, a lot of the kids that I deal with, you know, they have anger problems, things like that. That's something that I went through as a child. I was a very angry child. I would always, you know, get in trouble. I would fight, different things like that. So I'm able to reach them. And then when it comes down to the women, you know, a lot of them, they have relationship problems, marriage problems, and I was married myself, and I went through a lot of things as a married woman, so I'm also able to help them in that area. And I feel like you can't fully help a person unless you actually walked in those shoes.
Amen. Yeah, I definitely believe that. You said that that you were you going through some things. When you were in – you say you were mad, you was going through some things. What type of things, I mean, if you don't mind sharing, that you were going through? You know, a lot of married couples that's online right now, or even chiming in on the phone. What kind of things that you can say about, you know, going through a marriage that you were going through?
Well, just I went into my marriage, I was with the Bible, for better or for worse, you know, through sickness and health, you know, and even through infidelity, I went through that. Even with that, I still felt like I got to hold on. I have to, you know, do God's will. But one thing I can say I learned was sometimes when we get married and we're not evenly yoked. And if it's something that God don't have for you, he'll actually give you that push. I went through, you know, I didn't go through physical abuse, but I went through emotional abuse, you know, and things like that. And that's worse than physical pain. So with everything that I went through in my marriage, I was actually able to learn from it and know what I want and what God wants for me, because I know he didn't want me to suffer in all those areas where I suffered.
Okay, amen, amen. So what if there is say a woman, she's somewhere around your age, maybe a little bit older than you. So what if she come to you and she have a domestic violence situation that's going on inside of her home? What would you say? What would you say to her?
If she came to me and she was going through emotional, physical abuse, or, you know, I would always tell her, you know, to seek God first, because that's something that I didn't do. I would refer to myself, you know, when it comes down to talking to that female, because I feel like in order for them to actually understand where I'm coming from, I would have to tell them some things that I went through. So if you are going through, you know, an abusive relationship, I would tell you to seek God, but you also need to go back and look, where did I go wrong? Where did we go wrong? And also, when it comes down to, you know, a relationship, communication is the key thing in any relationship. But you don't deserve to be, you know, put down, talked about, hit on, and things like that, because you got to remember, I'm God's child, and that's not what God wants for me.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful wife, did you have a question? Did you have a question for Dorothy?
We definitely listen to, you know, we just thank God for you, what God is doing in you, and that God is putting you in a place where you can actually help others, because we're all called to minister. And so when you're ministering to others, sometimes we're still ministering to ourselves. We're still healing in the process while God is using us. So have you found that as you are ministering, helping others, that is also helping you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Absolutely.
And
so you
said
you were.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You said there's a saying that says what?
I was just going to say it's a saying that, you know, you help yourself while you help other people.
Yes, it's kind of like that cooking for everybody else and eating while you're cooking. You know, you get full off your food at the same time. You're like, hey, did you eat? Yes, I ate while I was making y'all plate. I'm full. And so, but in being married and going through and going through and coming out, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, sometimes we go through and we have to go through, and then we come out of that thing by trusting God and walking by faith. So when did you decide, I'm going to step out on faith, I'm going to trust God in this? I know we had an opportunity to talk a little bit about what you've been through and how you said, you know, you had to step out and start believing, one, in you, and believing that God could do it for you to get you where you are today, in the place that you are, in the home that you are today.
Yeah, and I go back to saying, you know, sometimes when we feel like we can't do something, God will give us that extra push. We don't know what way it's coming from, but sometimes God will actually push us out there and say, I need you to trust me. And, you know, during that time, that's what I had to do. Through my prayers, through my writing, you know, through just so
Amen.
Much emotional stress,
Amen.
He said, you got to trust me. And when I left with nothing, and I end up 2 years later, I'm looking at where I was and where I'm at now, and sometimes it still makes me cry, because I know by the grace of God, he the one saved my life.
Yes.
And I,
matter
of fact,
yes.
I was looking in a journal when I used to journal, when I was going through all those things, and mm-hmm. It was March 11th. I wrote a letter to God, and I told him, I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it through this. I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I need you to help me. And when I read that, you know, it did something to me because I thought I wasn't going to make it. I thought I was going to die.
My Lord.
But here I am today.
Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. And when you, yes, it's getting to that point where, you know, you take your hands off. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, you got to trust God.
Yes, when you take your hands off and say, you know, I messed it up enough. I tried it. I did. God, I need you to step in at this point. And you said that you are praying, you know, because the Bible declares that prayer unlocks faith. It aids our prayer. So prayer unlocks faith. You know, when we begin to pray and trust God, and we look in the Bible in Mark 9, verse 29, I'm sure you all remember the story about the disciples could not cast out the demon. So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. So here the disciples would often face difficult situations that could be resolved only through prayer. But prayer is the key that unlocks faith in our lives. Effective prayer needs both an attitude and complete dependence and an action axing. Now, prayer demonstrates our reliance on God as we humbly invite him in to fill us with faith and power. So there is no substitute for prayer, so especially in circumstances that seem impossible for us. So as you were saying, you were praying, you know, prayer unlocks faith. You know, when we get down and we're trusting and we believe in God, and I don't know if for you, but when I'm praying, you know, something just comes over me. The Holy Spirit comes and it moves on me in a way, in such a way that was trying to take me out, and now I'm defeating that thing that was trying to take me out, trying to take me down, you know, take life from me. Now that I'm praying, it's unlocking my faith. You know what I'm saying? I can feel the vibration. I can feel the activation of the Holy Spirit, you know, calming me down and getting me through, because I was at that point that I said, God, I can't do it no more. I take my hands off, and if I open this door, death was at the door. All I had to do was open the door and let death in. But I have faith in God. He said, come on. And I just came. I went. I didn't ask no questions because I was at that point. You know what? Let me work my faith. Amen.
You know, one other thing. One other thing I was just thinking about now. You know, we need not to allow, you know, our mind to be, you know, occupied, you know, with worry and occupied with stress. You know, the Bible tells us that God, he despises the proud, and he blesses the humble. So when you find yourself, you know, you're in a situation that you know you do not have control over, you know, definitely, you know, we should definitely pray. But there are already people that God have already put in place, you know, to help you. And we cannot be in that place where we're too proud somebody that we really truly trust, you know, so, you know, with private information. And you are actually one of the people, you say you counsel women and children, so they definitely come to you in confidence. They will tell you things that they probably wouldn't even tell to anybody else. So we have to also do that same thing. It's easy for us, you know, to help someone else, but when it comes down, you know, for us needing help, a lot of times, you know, we'll keep our mouths closed and not even ask anybody, you know, to help us. And that's being proud. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's true. Mm-hmm. We thank you all for tuning in today to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about walking by faith, and we have a guest speaker on today on how she had to actually walk in faith and trust God and, you know, just seeing all that God has done in her life and how God is using her to minister and to help others in their time of need. If you want to chime in on this conversation, please press 1. If you're logged on to the website at blogtalkradio.com, the Preacher and the Pastor Show, and you want to add to the conversation today, please call us at 845-277-9213. Again, the number is 845-277-9213 and press 1. We'd like to hear about your story when you had to work your faith, because we got to get to a point where you just got to say, you know, God, I trust in you with everything I have, because we got to realize that after this life, you know, this is a temporary situation for all of us.
This life is temporary. So why not trust God, the creator of all things, the great I am, and receive the faith? Because we can ask God for any and everything. If you have any doubt, if you have any disbelief, you can ask God and say, God, I'm just having a hard time believing. I'm just having a hard time having faith. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, help me with my unbelief. I believe, but help me with my unbelief. And he will do that for us, just like that, because he already knows what we need before we ask. He just wants us to ask in Jesus' name. You all, if you're just now tuning in to the preaching, the pastor, we're talking about walking by faith. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. You may find us in the highways or the byways near you, you know, aiding to the public and bringing the word of God, for we are the church with our walls. So, you all, we'll be right back. We're going to take a little music break. Dorothy, stay with us. We'll be back with you to talk more about what God is doing in your life, okay? Amen. Glory to God. We'll be right back to the Preach and the Pastor Show. Thank you.
Breaking news. Now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Welcome back to the Preach and the Pastor Show. We're talking about walking by faith, you all. We always hear the scripture, walking by faith and not by sight. And what faith means, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, a lot of times we are going through a lot, and we say we have the faith, and we don't have faith in that we say we believe in. You know, and when we believe, we trust, we have confidence. And having confidence in the finished work of Jesus Christ and knowing that grace is available to us and you know, understanding what it means to have faith and to walk by faith and not by sight. Pastor, what do you have to say regarding this? We have Dorothy on the show. Dorothy, welcome back to the show. I believe Pastor had another question for you.
Okay. We definitely, I think you hit it right there. You said grace. You said grace. You know, that's one thing, you know, when we say that we have faith, but it's another thing to know what you have faith in. See, when you don't know what to have faith in, you're still liable, you know, to mess up. If you don't have faith in anything, you know, have faith in what grace, and you said it, what grace have made available for you. You know, have faith, you know what I'm saying, what grace have made available. We know that grace, you know, that's Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ has already made all things available for you, including forgiveness. Forgiveness, which is one of the most important things that we definitely have to realize that we are the forgiven. just because we did something to someone, or someone did something to us, or maybe we even self-inflicted some type of thing, you know, on ourselves, we can't just sit there and just beat yourself down and say, you know, I shouldn't have messed up because I knew better. We know, but at the end of the day, you know, we all fall short, and we do things or we say things that we probably would not have done if we would have been, you know, in our right mind. We would have been under grace. If we would have been under grace, you know, believing and resting and just meditating, you know, on God's word. So I'm just saying that, you know, just to say that, you know, hey, is there anything that you may feel like that you just may feel like, you know, that God ain't just forgiving you for yet?
Mm-mm. I wouldn't say that. I mean, I would say, you know, we all, you know, fall short of his glory, you know, daily. But for as I think I felt like I was a failure, you know, when it came down to my marriage. So that was something God mm-hmm. had to work, you know, with me on. And he had to, you know, take me through a lot of different changes and things like that. But how I knew God was actually working with me was because some of the same stuff was going on around me, but I had joy about it and I had peace about it. So I knew God was bringing me out of that situation. He was letting me know, you're still my child. So, you know, Amen. It's nothing for you to feel, you know, bad about, because that was my main thing. Will God forgive me because I failed at this marriage? Because I went into the marriage thinking, you know, for better or for worse, to death do us part. I wasn't planning on, you know, divorcing or anything like that. So I felt like maybe God was, you know, upset with me. I got to the point to where, you know, I couldn't pray. I felt like I wasn't hearing from God, but I had to dig deep, and I had to reach down and say, okay, I'm going to do what I know to do. I'm going to trust you, Lord, and I know that you're going to be right here beside me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you just had tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor show, go ahead.
Go ahead. Do Dorothy, do realize that, you know, all that you say, you know, it's definitely true. You know, God is never upset with you. You know, God, he loves you. He loves you before you even came to this world. He knew where you was going to be when you were in the place where you was at. So we can't think that we think like God, because, you know, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. It's up to us to know every single day of your life that God loves you, that he loves you. And nobody or nothing can ever take him or take you, you know, out of his love. You're his child. Just like you have children, your children, they can possibly say things or they can possibly do things that
Amen.
You do not agree with at all. But that's not
Amen.
Going to stop you from loving them. You're going to always love your children just like God is always going to love you.
Amen.
Always. Just remember that.
Amen. Amen. We just thank you, Dorothy, for being a part of the show. We want to pray for you. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor show, we're talking about walking by faith, and we have our guest on tonight, Dorothy, out of Louisiana. What part of Louisiana are you in?
Bossier.
In Bossier, Louisiana.
Bossier
so,
City.
Bossier City. We thank you again Amen. For being a part of the show. May God continue to bless you and keep you and guide you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving right now, lifting up your daughter, Father God, Lord. And we thank you for all the good things, oh God, in her life right now, for you are the creator of all things good. And Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence
thank
is the fullness of our joy. In your presence, we are complete and whole in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we're glad to be here. And Father, we thank you right now, Father God, for what you're doing, Lord God, in your daughter, Father God. We thank you that you're perfecting that,
oh, yes,
that
Father,
is in her, Father
you,
God, which you do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you bless her hands, oh God, and all that she do for you, Lord God, to prosper, even as her soul prospers. In
oh,
the
yes,
name
Father.
Of Jesus Christ, oh God, we ask for divine
Jesus.
Help
yes.
with your daughter, that you will send help, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God, to pour into her, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you make a way out of no way right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wherever the enemy has caused division. Father God, we pray for divine unity right now and divine restoration of all things new in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for your peace right now, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, Lord God, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you for the life of your daughter in your presence in our life right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, Lord God, and increase our faith on tonight right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over you and all that you're concerned about in love is healed, delivered, set free, blessed, and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you in judgment that God shall condemn, for this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. Receive your inheritance on today in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory is your portion, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory, and we all say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Continue to stay on with us. We have about 10 minutes before we wrap up the show. If you all are just now tuning in, we have Dorothy out of Bossier on the line again. Thank you, Dorothy, for being a part of our show, Walking by Faith, tonight. Okay, Dorothy?
Amen.
I thought maybe he was going to say thank you, love. I was waiting and was started for it. I'm like, okay, well, let me talk. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. I'm so excited about everybody that's tuning in tonight. We're walking by faith, and what does that mean, and how is it working for you? Are you working your faith? Let me ask you, my love, are you walking by faith? Are you walking by faith? Have you walked by faith? Are you being led?
I'm walking by faith. At one point in my life, I was not walking by faith. I was walking by what I can see and what I can do, what I was able to accomplish. And when I realized that I was doing all this on my own and I was failing, I just kept on failing at that thing. I just kept on failing. And I realized that I can't do this by myself. I need to find out, you know, how to walk. And I need to find out who to walk with. I need to find out who to trust.
So I can
say today I'm standing on and saying that I am walking by faith. You know, I have a couple scriptures that I like to read every single day, and I like to say these scriptures. And the reason why I like to do that is because when we're looking for something to trust or somebody to trust, go to the Word of God. You know, the Bible is the book of life. If you don't know how to live life, then go to the book of life and find you your favorite scripture. Read these scriptures. Let these scriptures be embedded in your mind, be embedded in your heart. Yeah. And when you say these things, you will become these things. That's talking about going from glory to glory. See, the Word of God is glory, and you go from glory to glory. You become exactly the things that you're reading.
Amen. Yes. I'm waiting. What's the scripture? I want to hear. Let the people know the scripture that you stand on. I know that the scriptures you go by each and every day that you live on and you feed on daily. What are those scriptures, Pastor?
Well, I have a couple of scriptures. One that I love is Galatians 5. I love to read Galatians 5 and 6. Galatians 5 and 6 says, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." You know, this scripture right here, you know, it resonates, you know, to me so much. It don't matter, you know what I'm saying, if you are cut off, or if you're not cut off, no matter if you're a believer or if you're not a believer, what you need to know is that, you know, you have faith that God loves you. This is one of them that I love to be able to read that every single day and know that. Another one is in John 15 and 4 saying, abide in me. What that one is saying over in John 15 and 4 says, you know, live in Christ. Because when you're living in Christ, it's Christ that's living in you. And if it's Christ that's living in you, you can always, you know, use him. That's what he's there for you to be able to use him. And there are other ones. There's plenty of other ones. Proverbs. I like Proverbs 3 and 5. Then there's Ephesians 6 and 11. I mean, there's a few of them that I like to read every single day. Because, you know, once I tell myself these things, once I read these things, you know, and I can believe, all these things, you know, that I read in the Word of God, that is where your faith should be. Know that God loves you and read the Word of God. You don't remember to do anything. Read the Word of God and believe.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We just had tuning into the Preaching the Pastor show. We're talking about walking by faith. Have you been in a position where you were walking by faith, where you're trusting God? You know, when you got to that point where you wanted to give up and your faith kicked in, you know, when you were running on, you're running on E, you're running on fumes, and then, you know, it's like a, what do you, it's like having a generator. You know, at first you're running on the basic line, I guess that's how I can say it, and then the lights get cut off. Now that generator kicks in, which is that faith, you know, when you ask God to help you with your unbelief. Then that's when you ask God and you reach out and you say, Lord, help me with my unbelief. And that generator kicks in, which is your faith. That's that work and that faith at this point. At first, you know, you're going, I'm trusting and believing. Well, when do you really kick in your faith? When it gets to the point where you at the end of it. You know, it's okay to say I believe when you got a little something in you, but when you ain't really, when you getting down to the last point, it's okay when your rent paid, but when it's getting to the point when they about to kick you out, you know, it's the day before and you're like, wait a minute, you was okay the 30 day, but when the 31st day came around, now you said, oh, now I got to really, you know, kick in my faith. Do I really trust God to do this for me? When, you know, when the constables are coming, you know, am I really trusting God that he's going to make a way? Then they're going to put me out here, but God's going to put me somewhere else better. That's when your generator of faith kicks in. Then you're working your faith and trusting. You're not worrying about that thing. You're not breaking yourself down. You're not having a nervous breakdown because what the enemy is trying to do or what the enemy is doing, because we know it can't work. It will not stay this way. When you have that kind of faith, you know, I'm not going to stay sick, because Job said it. He said, I'm going to wait for my time. He trusted God to do it no matter where he was at and what he was going through and what was happening to him, because everything was wrecked from him. But he said, I'm going to wait. Trusting God, believing God to do it, was not giving up, just knowing that God was going to do it. And he said, I'm going to wait. And we look at Job 23:10, and I'm not going to hold you out because our time is running low, but he says, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. So he's saying, yeah, I'm going through. Yeah, I'm hurting. Yeah, I'm breaking down. Yeah, everything's been taken away from you, but I'm going to come out of this thing shining. Yeah, it hurt. Everybody turned on me. Everybody talking about me. But I'm coming out of this thing shining, because that I say I believe and trust in and have confidence in, he's going to bring me through. He's going to bring me out. And Job 14:14 says that if a man dies, shall he live again? Question, all the days of my heart service, I will wait till my change come, because he has faith to know that change was going to come. He didn't say, let me, it ain't coming. He said, I'm going to wait for my change to come. Can you say that? Can you believe and trust that I'm going to wait for my change to come? I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to fold. I'm not going to bend. I'm going to wait until my change comes. Yeah, I'm already doing a part, preacher. I'm preaching. So that's that segment. I'm going to wait till my change comes. Yeah, I've been through some things. Yeah, the enemy tried to, you know, get in my ear and tell me I wasn't worthy enough. Yeah, the enemy tried to make me feel guilty and ashamed of what I used to be, where I used to be and who I used to be with. But God said something different. And I have faith that God was going to change it. I have faith that on the other side that was better for me. I have faith to keep on pressing. I have faith to go forward and not to look back. Lord, I just want to say thank you that I'm delivered and set free, because I believed in you, because you are my Savior, because you are my provider, because you are my way maker, because you are my promise keeper. And that as long as I stand on your word, that nothing can break me, nothing can take me under, though the waves may come. My Lord, my God, but I trust in you that you will lift up a standard. My Lord, my God, I trust in you that you're going to bring me out. I don't care if I go under, but my faith will bring me out, because that I have faith in can and will pull me through. I'm going to wait on my change. When everybody turn their back on me, when money ain't fair no more, when money ain't working, when man can't do it, the God that I serve, the Almighty God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Shalom, my peace, Jehovah Rapha, my healer, it's going to come through. I'm walking by faith. The question is, can you walk by faith and have faith in the one that has the whole world in his hand? God, we thank you.
Amen.
We have about a minute now, and go ahead and give us the food for thought, and we're going to wrap up 90 seconds left in the show. We thank y'all for tuning in. Food for thought, love.
Okay, food for thought for today. Don't allow your mind to be occupied by alien or foreign information. Worrying about anything is choosing to be operating in pride. That's just a little food for thought, you know, for the day. What are you renting out your mind to? What are you renting space in your mind for? Or where is that? What's in your mind? Because whatever it is that is on your mind or whatever it is that's in your mind, it tends to show up in your life. But make sure if you are thinking about anything, make sure you are thinking about what Jesus Christ has already done, and that's made grace available for you to access. You have already been made successful. It's up for you to receive or to take your success and wear it every single day.
Amen. We thank you all for tuning into the Preach and the Pastor Show. Tomorrow night we'll be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our guest is Prophetess Leela Jackson, and our topic is When It's Time to Let Go. You all, sometimes it's just time to let go so God can do it for you. Thank you all for tuning in to the Preach and the Pastor. God bless you. Enjoy your night.